Call to order. Roll call, please.
Trustee Healy.
Here.
Trustee Malani.
Here.
Trustee Compass.
Here.
Trustee Reardon.
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Here.
Trustee Katsinas.
Here.
Mayor Peacock. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Approval of the October 18th, 2021 regular meeting minutes.
Madam Chairman.
Trustee Reardon.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of October 18th, 2021.
Second.
Any comments or questions? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas.
Aye.
Proclamation and recognition of National Apprenticeship Week.
Village of Orland Park has a proclamation for National Apprentice Week. The mayor is normally here at this time. However, he had a death in the family over the weekend, had services. Several of his flights were canceled last evening, and he is on the way to the meeting now. Whereas the Village of Orland Park is committed to developing a highly skilled workforce that supports the local economy and local businesses and helps businesses thrive. Whereas the apprenticeships are a strong career path that provide employees with the opportunity to earn a salary while learning the skills necessary to succeed in high-demanding careers. And whereas the rising cost of higher education make apprenticeships an increasingly important career pathway leading to economic stability, especially for young adults not immediately pursuing college. And whereas the employees that establish apprenticeships have seen continued business growth, a more diverse workforce, greater productivity, and reduced turnover. And whereas the National Apprenticeship Week is an opportunity to recognize the positive impact apprenticeships have on youths, adult businesses, and the local economy as a whole. Whereas National Apprenticeship Week is celebrating its 7th anniversary of rising awareness of the vital role apprenticeships play in creating highly qualified and highly skilled workforce in diverse industries in Orland Park and across the nation. Whereas the advancement and well-being of the United States of America depends on the continued development of skilled workers in their chosen field. Whereas an ever-growing number of job creators and career seekers are discovering the benefits of apprenticeships, unique learning while you earn model. And whereas the Village of Orland Park recognizes the robust apprenticeships program provides tangible value to both the job creators and apprentices, with the potential to increase productivity, improve diversity and inclusion, and reduce recruitment and training costs while providing a pathway to a prosperous career for job seekers. Now, therefore, I, filling in for Mayor Keith Peacock, Village President of Orland Park, do hereby proclaim November 15th, 2021, through November 21st, 2022, as National Apprenticeship Week in the Village of Orland Park. And we encourage all residents to join in recognizing the importance of involved workforce development through learning and earning programs like apprenticeships to create a more inclusive economy and a brighter future. Adam, if you're here.
And Mayor Pro Tem, this is Adam from Pipe Fitters Local 597, and they have their fantastic training facility in Mokena, right in our backyard. And a number of us had the privilege earlier today of getting a tour of that facility, and it is a very impressive, very clean operation, and we're very fortunate to have it as our neighbor.
Accounts payable.
Madam Chairman.
Trustee Healy.
I move to approve the accounts payable from October 18th, 2021 through November 1st, 2021 in the amount of $2,068,759.34.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas.
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda A, payroll approval. B, John Humphrey Drive at 143rd Street intersection, phase two, final design engineering service consultant recommendation. C, disposal of village equipment, online auction, public works ordinance. D, Bella Tire development petition for special use permit for a planned development special use permit for motor vehicle services, rezoning, site plan, elevation, landscape plan, and plat of subdivision. E, Bella Tire plan development authorizing development agreement ordinance.
Madam Chairwoman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve consent agenda items A through E.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas.
Aye.
Land development, 2021 Land Development Code Amendments 2.
Madam Chairwoman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve the Land Development Code Amendments as fully referenced below, and I move to adopt an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Amending Article 3, Decision-Making in Administrative Bodies, Article 5, Development Procedures, Requirements and Regulations, Article 6, Development Regulations, and Article 7, Miscellaneous Provisions of the Village of Orland Park Land Development Code as amendment.
Second.
George, do we have any presentation?
Ed?
Ed?
Thank you, Madam Chair. These amendments are recommended for approval at the Plan Commission on September 21st. And also discussed at the Committee of the Whole on October 4th. There was a series of substantive and changes, including changes to our lot coverage bonus system that makes it easier to calculate, requiring that private maintenance for all residential stormwater facilities moving forward, requiring the screening of pools on corner lots, and the clarification for the outside storage of trucks. One thing to note is some of the changes discussed at the October 4th, specifically requiring the screening of all accessory structures, not just pools, on corner lots. That will have to be followed up with a trailer amendment because we didn't publish for all of the sections where that exists at the time it was discussed at the committee. But it will be one of the first changes we make on the next round of amendments. If there's any other questions about the proposed changes, I'd be more than happy to help.
Are there any questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas.
Aye.
Chuck Lager's inducement agreement.
Madam Chairwoman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve a sales tax sharing inducement agreement with Chuck Lager's LLC as outlined above, pending approval of all village planning, zoning, and building requirements.
Second.
Good evening.
Good.
A little background. So Chuck Lager's America Tavern is seeking to redevelop and occupy the former Granite City site along LaGrange Road. They have requested to participate in the village's backfill vacant restaurant program and commercial impact program to assist with the project. And here to speak a little bit more about Chuck's Lager is Fabio Viviani.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. First of all, I apologize. I'm wearing sweatpants, but I was on a flight. And unlike the mayor, I did not get delayed, luckily, but a long day of traveling for me. I'll make this brief. My name is Fabio Viviani. I'm the founder and CEO of Fabio Viviani Hospitality. You might have known some of our concept downtown, Siena Tavern, Bar Siena, Prime and Provision, and a few other concept. We are a hospitality development company. We run hotels, event venues, and restaurants of all genre across United States. I live about 40 miles from here in Barrington, and we are heavily involved and committed in developing our restaurant group and expanding in the suburban area. We have a lot of friends in the area in Orland Park, and we love the geography. So Chuck Lager is one of our fun concepts. It's a concept that takes the tavern casual environment experience and elevate it a little bit, combining well-thought bar food with a fun, upbeat atmosphere. We'll be open for brunch, lunch, and dinner service. The space is big, right? Maybe looking at it, probably a little bit bigger than we need it to be, but we're going to have an event space there. We're going to use it as a training facility because Chuck Lager is a concept that currently we own several locations, and we are planning to expand it further in the suburban area of Chicago. We're very happy to be in the city. Thank you guys for having us. And we look forward to add not only a good workplace to the community, because if things are going the way I hope they will, we will need in excess of probably 80, 90 employed there. So that will be the first step to add many more concepts in the area. And thank you for having us. Thank you for letting me participate in this, the ability of be into this program. And if you have any question for me.
Any questions or comments?
Madam Chairwoman?
Trustee Milani.
Just a quick comment. Thank you for taking advantage of this opportunity. These incentives are great to help build businesses here in Orland Park, and I think you're going to be a welcome addition. You've got a great spot there, so looking forward to trying your food.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your night. God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you for choosing Orland Park, sir, and thank you for coming to the meeting. We appreciate it. Again, you're going in at the old
Granite City
location.
Space, yep.
And when do you anticipate you would be opening?
That's a great question. I was not ready for it, but let's put it this way. Assuming that we can find some labor force to be able to build it with our contractor, and we don't have a lot of delays in supplies for equipment and stuff, which we are experiencing right now, as you probably know, we are positive that we should be able to be up and running somewhat middle second quarter 2022.
Excellent.
So if I can get in my way, it will be April. I never get in my way, so it might be a month or so later than that.
Well, we look forward to seeing you at the grand opening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Of course. God
thank
bless you
for
guys.
Choosing
thank you
Orland
so much.
Park. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, if I could just also add, Mr. Viviani, in addition to being a hospitality developer, he's also a best-selling author. And in 2008, he appeared on the reality television competition series Top Chef, where he was voted fan favorite.
You have done some of that, too. Thank you, guys. Guys, enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas.
Aye.
Hesham Restaurant, special use permit, 8600 159th Street, Suite 4B.
Madam Chairwoman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve a special use permit for Hesham Restaurant to allow for a restaurant within 300 feet of a residential property in the BIZ General Business District, located at 8600 159th Street, Suite 4B, as recommended at the October 19th, 2021 Plan Commission meeting.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll,
please.
Trustee Compass.
So just a quick follow-up to, I saw in the Plan Commission there were some concerns around the dumpsters that weren't necessarily particular to this upcoming tenant. I'm just wondering, has there been any further communication with the owners regarding that situation?
There has not, but we will be pursuing any necessary changes through code enforcement.
Thank you.
Any others? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas.
Aye.
Queen of Hearts Ticket Dispenser Placement Agreement.
Madam Chairwoman.
Trustee Reardon.
I move to approve the Queen of Hearts Ticket Dispenser Placement Agreement between the Village of Orland Park and MST Pizza Corporation doing business as Mackey's Pub Public House to place the Queen of Hearts vending machines in the premises and authorize execution of said agreement by the village manager subject to a village attorney review.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Rashevsky? Trustee
Aye.
Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas?
Aye.
Employee health insurance renewal fiscal year 2022.
Madam Chairman.
Trustee Radishevsky.
I move to approve employee health insurance renewal agreements with the recommendation carriers, vendors, and associated expenses effective January 1, 2022, and authorize the village manager to execute said agreements subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any questions or comments on this? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Radishevsky.
Aye.
Trustee Milani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
I abstain.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas?
And reason for abstaining?
Is a business conflict.
Aye.
Liability insurance renewal fiscal year 2022.
Madam Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve liability insurance renewal agreements with the recommended carriers, vendors, and associated expenses effective January 1st, 2022, and authorize execution of said agreements by the village manager subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
I abstain due to business conflict.
Trustee Rashevsky.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas.
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens and visitors. We've had one request.
One request from Dennis McCarthy. Would remind you that you have 3 minutes to speak. I will give you a warning at 30 seconds.
Good evening, trustees and Orland Park residents. My name is Dennis McCarthy, and I have been a lifelong resident of Orland Park. I'm here tonight looking to introduce the idea of Orland Park allowing its residents to own chickens. Currently unallowed, it is a practice that many other towns allow, and there has never been a better time for us to start allowing it too. After learning a little bit of background info about chickens, I imagine most everyone here tonight will agree that allowing residents to own chickens is a great idea due to both the economical and health benefits they yield. With a current total population of about 25.9 billion, chickens look to become even more common. Female chickens or hens are the type most commonly kept in backyards. With an average lifespan of about 7 years, they will typically lay their first egg at about 18 weeks old, and a total of about 250 to 300 eggs can be expected during the first year of life. After this, egg production typically drops at an average of 10% in comparison to the previous year until around age 7, where it may stop entirely. A common misconception is that they are very noisy. This is simply not true. At their absolute loudest, laying hens reach the same decibel noise level as a normal human conversation. The fresh eggs they lay are great for families, the chickens can be fun to interact with and train, and they make little to no noise at all. Allowing backyard chickens would be economically beneficial to the residents of Orland Park. Due to the events of the last year and a half, many people are out of work, and at the same time, consumer costs continue to rise for virtually everything. The United States Department of Agriculture, in its article, Summary Findings Food Price Outlook 2021, it was projected that by the end of 2021, U.S. egg prices would have increased by 3 to 4%, and poultry prices would have increased between 3.5 and 4.5%. For just 1 year's time, this is a dramatic increase in price. Right now, the average cost of a dozen eggs in the U.S. is $1.84, while the average cost of day-old chicks are anywhere from $2 to $5. A hen can easily produce more than 1,400 eggs in a lifetime, or $214 worth if the current average market price of a dozen eggs stayed the same and did not increase. Instead, you could get all those eggs from a hen you purchased for less than $5. Not only are having backyard chickens economical for the people that own them, but it can also be economical for Orland Park as a community. A recent study by the American Pet Producers Association estimates that about 10 million U.S. households, not people, households, own chickens. This is 10 million households that, if moving, would immediately cross Orland Park off the list. Allowing backyard chickens would bring fresh eggs to families daily, as well as attract more families looking to live here. There are numerous health benefits from consuming the eggs as well, from physically having chickens. By getting eggs from your own chickens, you would A, know exactly where your eggs are coming from, as well as the condition of the chickens producing them, and you would B, avoid supporting industrial farms that sell eggs from factory farm hens that are often kept in such close and inhumane quarters that they're unable to stretch their legs or wings, walk around, or socially interact with other chickens. Mother Earth News reported that backyard eggs have approximately 25% more vitamin E, 75% more beta carotene, and as much as 20 times the amount of omega-3 fatty acids as do factory farmed eggs. All of these are incredibly important in our diets. Unlike your dog waste, which has to be picked up with a plastic bag and disposed of, and yeah, I have two of them, so I know, chicken waste can be used as a high nitrogen fertilizer, or it can be combined with yard waste to create compost. Not to mention 40% of chicken manure is organic matter necessary for creating healthy topsoil. However, some people point to the owning of chickens and claim that it is unsafe, unsanitary, and attracts predators, pests, and rodents. While you would all be correct in saying chickens poop, I would be quick to remind you that so do our dogs. This may sound funny, but on average, a 40-pound dog excretes 0.75 pounds of feces per day, while 10 chickens create 0.66 pounds of feces per day.
I'm sorry, your time's up. Thank you.
Board comments.
Trustee Radishevsky.
Oh, I actually had a question for him. Thank you. Thank you very much for that, too. I appreciate your comments and bringing that to our attention and consideration. Board comments. So I wanted to mention that November is National Family Caregivers Month. And why is that important? Probably because I am a caregiver, so I understand. I understand how it impacts, you know, people, kind of part of the sandwich generation where people are taking care of older, aging parents as well as children. COVID-19, obviously, with the pandemic and restrictions and, you know, schools and everybody being at home really put a lot on families. And, you know, to take care of one another. And so it's just a good time to, you know, just say thank you for all, you know, all to all the caregivers out there for what you do. And, you know, just to kind of think about the caregivers in your family and if they need some support, just to lend a hand. So that's all. That's all I have.
Thank you. Trustee Healy.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. And I'd like to make a comment that there's certain times, you know, when you are definitely Irish, is that's when you can't forget your grudges. And over the last year and a half, I've been out of my mind angry about the Cook County, how it handled the CARES Act money given to local communities. Congress in Washington, D.C. argued, and they finally came up with every city across, instead of a PPP loan or any, all these other stimulus things, they gave every village and town across the country $167 per capita, per person. That would have been $9.5 million for our village, which we could always use that to help pay for a bridge or whatever. And unfortunately, our money was routed through Cook County, which took 95% of the money. And we were left with $500,000, which is great, but not $9.5 million. Well, and I had put this behind me, but then over the weekend, I came across the Cook County of Illinois financial statement. I don't think anybody else here has looked at that financial statement this weekend, but the in there, they have their financial highlight. And their financial highlight states for fiscal year 2020 is that they turned a...
Time's up. You're done.
Time's up, Bill.
No, go right ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
Is that the county commissioner calling?
You're getting the good stuff.
Cut me off. There were two things that are stunning about this. First of all, their preliminary operating budget. They budgeted a deficit that they were going to lose $102 million. This is their normal way of operating. It's amazing. But the second thing is that they turned that from 102 loss to 124 profit. Simply because of taking money from villages like Orland Park, all this outlying suburban communities, and they took it and kept it for themselves. And imagine that. Cook County had $124 million surplus. Even they couldn't spend all the money, which is amazing. So I would just, I still object to how this was treated. We took a short survey of communities our same size around the country, and we were the lowest of all of them. Places like in Arizona, they had $138 per person ended up in their coffers versus ours was like $8 per person or whatever. So anyway, just seeing this financial statement, looking at that was the highlight of their thing, how they turned a loss to a profit. Just, again, makes me want to thank God I don't drink that much. It just drives me nuts. So thanks. That's all.
Thank you. Trustee Rudin.
Hope everyone had a nice Halloween. I think Halloween, if you have kids, it all, you know, rises and falls with the weather. And it was a nice day, so the kids were able to get out. And those days when it's raining and it's windy and you can't get out there. So it was nice to have a nice Halloween. I think before we meet again, we'll have Veterans Day activities. So remember, they're on the 11th, that Thursday. There's going to be a number of activities. I think it's been promoted through social media. So take a look at that and please join us where you can. It's been a difficult couple of weeks for our police department. They've had a lot of, you know, what seemingly are more serious events that are going on. I don't think they're doing a great job, but, you know, the things that they have to deal with become more serious. They're dangerous. And so when we get, you know, it hits home when we see some of these updates that they have to deal with. So we appreciate what they're doing out there. We know it's not easy. The holiday season's coming along, so I'm sure there'll be more opportunists out there. So, you know, we appreciate their diligence in keeping us safe. And the last thing is, on Thursday of last week, I had the honor to attend the Special Recreation Department's annual banquet. And it was one of the best things I've done. I've been here about 6-7 months. It was probably the best event I've been to in a number of different ways. Nick Harvey specifically raised, you know, and his team, what they put on for these families and for these athletes was just incredible. Not only what they did all year to keep these activities going, for these athletes, you know, through COVID and through all the restrictions and the changing, and if you know, or if you have family members who have special needs, you know that changes in their lives or their daily routine can be very difficult. And so what they were able to do with these athletes and how much fun they had and the participation of all the various programs, and, you know, the parents, I talked to a number of them, Orland Park is a shining light for those programs. A lot of these people, they'll pay extra to come to the Orland Park programs for special rec. So it was just a very humbling experience. Keith and I, Mayor Picard and I, were able to participate, hand out some awards, and visit with a number of the attendees, and it was very special. So thank you for all the hard work you guys have. Thanks.
Trustee Compass.
So this Thursday, I'll be celebrating my 46th lap around the sun, and that combined with Thanksgiving always makes me feel a little bit more reflective on the blessings that I have in life and not dwell on the challenges. So to the residents of Orland Park that put their trust in us to keep the village moving in the right direction, I just want to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve this year. To the business owners, both current and hopefully soon to be new, as we're seeing some new restaurants come into our community, thank you for keeping Orland Park a great place to work, dine, and play. And to the village staff, thank you for your hard work in making 2021 a successful and great year for the village, despite many external challenges that we faced. You've helped to make the first 6 months of my tenure here a pleasure. Thank you.
Trustee Milani.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. I had the opportunity to actually go to the local 597 facility today to talk about their apprenticeship program and the value that they provide. And if you haven't been there, and you can head over there, it's amazing. The amount of education that these people go through, the amount of facilities and resources that they have to learn their trades and to become successful and contribute to our society is an absolutely amazing point of view, and really changes your opinion of, you know, a lot of people think that, oh, you just join the union, you go in there, you do your job, and you retire with a nice pension. Well, they have a different point of view there. You need to prove that you're successful to get the education, and they want you to work hard, and they want you to learn your trade and to come out and be successful. And that's a great approach, and I hope that as we look at our, you know, at our careers, that we take that same approach. We want to go out there, we want to work hard for what we do. And I feel up here as a board, we work hard to give Orland Park what they need. And as we see tonight, we have several different restaurants coming in. We got Chuck Lager and Hashem Restaurant coming. We've got Bell Tire coming. All of them, you know, coming to Orland Park, where a lot of businesses don't even want to open right now because we're still going through a pandemic. So that really shows the growth here in Orland Park. Also, I'd like to remind everybody about our Veterans Day ceremony. It'll be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Civic Center. And we'll be honoring all of the veterans that have served our country, as well as the 6 newly engraved veterans' names that have been added to the Arapache Veterans Memorial just in this November. This year, we've added 61 names in total, which is, you know, quite a few. So thank you to everyone that has supported this great memorial, for your friends and your loved ones and getting their names added. And thank you to all of our veterans that have served our great country. Thank you.
Dennis McCarthy, I want to thank you for coming to the Village Board meeting and bringing your group here and talking about chickens. Know a lot of people are interested in that, and perhaps we could have a chat right after this, just for a few minutes. To comment also on Trustee Reardon's comments, you know, we are privy to getting information that goes on in Orland Park from our police department. And I just to echo what he said, what these patrol officers, men and women on the street, are facing, it's a really scary time. And I've never been more proud of our police department. So if residents see Orland Park Police Department, police officers on the street, please thank them. Half the stuff they do, you don't even know what they do. You know, the good and the bad of this is that you get to hear the bad. And it's really something. So I just want to say thank you, Chief, and I hope at the next roll call you will reiterate the board's support and thanking them under some very challenging times we're in. So thank you for that. Also, in regards to our Veterans Day ceremony, it will be Thursday, November 11th at 11 a.m. And it will be held inside the Civic Center. So I think that's really important because some bad weather sometimes turns people away. So please consider coming to it to show your support for our Orland Park veterans. There are 6 newly added names, as Mike said, or as Trustee Milani said, in addition to the 61 we already have. So if we can show our support to our veterans, that means a lot to the families that are there. I know a lot of folks like to listen to it, but really important to attend that they really feel appreciated. So I'd encourage everyone to do so. On that, I think we're going to be going to executive session.
Madam Chairwoman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to go into executive session for A, approval of minutes, B, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performances, or dismissal of specific village employees, C, pending litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the village, or when found by the board that such action is probable or imminent.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Katsinas.
Aye.